Vava Basra, Perek Yud, Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh tells us, Kosvin get la ish, you're allowed to write a bill of divorce for a man, Aval pi she'ein ishto imo, even though his wife is not with him. And the reason for that is since you are able to, from the Torah's perspective, you're able to divorce her against her will, therefore, since that's the case, writing of the get has nothing to do with her and her acquiescence. Of course, as we know, Rabbeinu Gershom, before the time of Rashi already, had made a takana, a decree that you cannot divorce a woman against her will. But that is the basic halacha from the Torah, is that she could be divorced against her will, and therefore she does not need to be involved in the process of writing the get. Shover le'isha, you could write a shover, a receipt that the woman gives, saying that her ksuva was paid off, and she gives it to the ex-husband to show that her ksuva was paid off. Afal pi she'ein ba'le'ima, even though her husband or ex-husband is not with her, you can still write for her because it's something that obligates her, and you don't need him involved in it. Ulevad she'ein makiran. However, you're only allowed to do these two items without the other party being there is if the sofer, the one who writes it, and the edim and the witnesses, both are familiar with the man and the woman. Otherwise, we're afraid that they might write somebody their name, but the other spouse's name, and they might switch it off to somebody else who also has the couple that has the same two names, and they would be able to use it illegitimately. In both the get and both the shover, v'habal nosein sechar, it's the husband who pays. The sofer who pays for the writing of the get and the writing of the shover. The shover, of course, the receipt is for his advantage, and the get also he has to write because the pasuk says v'kasav la sefer kisus, he's supposed to write for her a bill of divorce. Now happens to be the chachamim made a takana that in order that the husband should not be able to push it off, that the woman pays for the get. However, since there's actually a machlokes in Rishonim about whether or not she actually is supposed to pay for the get or she's just allowed to pay for the get, the minhag is that we're not particular about who pays for the get. Moving on to other documents and who has to be there and who doesn't have to be there and who pays for it. The Mishnah says, Kosvin shtar lolova, you're allowed to write a shtar, a loan document for a borrower, even though the lender is not with him, because the obligation is upon the borrower and he's allowed to obligate himself. However, you cannot write a shtar for the malva, for the lender, until the borrower is there, because it's the borrower who is obligated by this document, by the loan document. Now, the Gemara in Bava Metzia points out that we're talking specifically here about a shtar. When we say that you can write it for the lender without for the borrower without the lender being there, that's only if a shtar that has in which there's an actual kinyan that takes place between the two parties, because at the point of a kinyan, even if he hasn't actually given him the money yet, but they made a kinyan together, the borrower's nechassim, his estate, his property, is at that point, there's a lien against it for the loan. And therefore, if anyone, he would sell his property to send a third party, that third party is in danger of losing the property because of the lien and it's against it. Continues the Mishnah of Alova, Nosin Sechar, it's the borrower, who's obligating himself with the shtar, he is the one who has to pay for it. He benefits from the loan, and therefore he has to pay for the writing of the shtar. The Mishnah continues, Kosvin shtar lemocher. You can write a shtar, a bill of sale for property, for the mocher, for the person who's doing the selling, because he's obligated himself to give the person the property. Aval pi she'ein lokeach imo, even though the purchaser is not there. The ein kosvin lokeach ad she'ein mocher imo. Of course, then you cannot write a document for the lokeach, for the purchaser, until the seller is there, without him knowing. V'alokeach nosin sechar, and the purchaser is the one who pays for the document, and that's because, as the Gemara explains, even somebody who purchases a very poor piece of property, still by the person who's purchasing is viewed as the nehen, as the person who's really benefiting, because of the value that the Chazal placed on the purchase and ownership of real estate.